Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Hey, Mark, did you know that Sapgyeochun was once a major transportation route?
Really? I thought it was just a local river.
Not at all. It played a vital role in transporting rice and salt from the fertile Sapgyeo Plain and the Nepo region to Hanyang, now Seoul.
That sounds important. Was there a port along the river?
Yes. Gumampo was a key distribution center for agricultural goods. There are actually several theories about the name Gumampo. One theory suggests that the name comes from the story of 90,000 sacks of rice being transported from here. In Korean, 90,000 is pronounced as Kuman, and Po means port.
Wow! That must mean the Sapgyeo Plain was highly productive.
Exactly. It was one of the most fertile agricultural areas, and ships would travel along the river to deliver goods. People also used the tides to navigate their boats efficiently.
That's interesting. But did locals also rely on fishing?
Some did, but agriculture was the main economic activity. While people caught eels, crabs, and clams in the tidal creeks, large-scale fishing wasn't the main industry here.
So what changed after the Sapgyeochun tidal embankment was built?
It helped prevent flooding and provided stable irrigation for the farms, but it also stopped seawater from flowing in. This led to the decline of Gumampo as a major transportation hub.
I see. So farming became more productive, but trade by water decreased?
Exactly. Today, Sapgyeochun still plays an important role in preserving biodiversity. The wetlands provide a habitat for migratory birds, and conservation efforts are ongoing.
That's really fascinating. The river has transformed over time, but remains important in many ways.